I'm Alexandra DiTrolio. The Diocese of Fort Wayne, South Bend, Indiana, has released a list of names of priests and deacons who have credible accusations of sexual abuse of a minor against them. Bishop Kevin Rhodes had announced in August that the names would be released, saying his hope was that by doing so, victims could begin the process of healing. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has accepted the resignation of two additional Chilean bishops. In the wake of the sexual abuse scandal in the country, seven Chilean bishops have stepped down since June. The Pope has not yet appointed new bishops to the seven dioceses, but has appointed them all an apostolic administrator. New evacuation orders have been given in South Carolina as a result of Hurricane Florence. The evacuation orders were given to around 500 people located along the Lynch's River, which according to the National Weather Service could reach record flood levels this weekend. South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster stated that the flooding will be the worst disaster the state has seen in years and estimated the damage to be around $1.2 billion. North Carolina will also be looking at billions of dollars in damages. Most of the 55,000 homes and businesses that are still without power because of Florence are located in North Carolina. British Prime Minister Theresa May criticized the European Union's response to the UK's Brexit plan, saying the organization has created a, quote, impasse in the negotiations. The disagreement over the Brexit plan caused the value of the pound to drop as markets worried about a possible messy exit for the UK. May insisted the EU declare, quote, what the real issues are and what their alternative is, and threatened to remove Britain from the organization without a deal if the UK was not treated with respect. There are only 6 months left to negotiate a deal as the UK is scheduled to leave the EU on March 29th of next year. Retired Pope Benedict XVI has defended himself against a German cardinal who publicly criticized him for resigning. A German newspaper had obtained two private letters from the Pope to the cardinal, but had blurred out the cardinal's name in photos. The New York Times published excerpts from the letters yesterday, as well as the name of the cardinal, Walter Brennmüller. In the letters, retired Pope Benedict corrected Brennmüller's claim that no other pope had stepped down, defended his use of the title Pope Emeritus as a way to clearly show there was just one pope, and warned Brennmüller that his public comments could have a negative impact. For continuing updates and more Catholic news, visit americamagazine.org.